From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. With Syria's February ceasefire showing signs of fraying, the U.S. and Russia have announced plans to try to reinforce localized ceasefires in the coastal province of Latakia, as well as the Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta. The move comes as a renewed cessation of hostilities went into effect Saturday. So far, there are no reports of serious fighting in the region. Word of the new agreement comes after about 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting between the government and rebels during the past week in Aleppo, which was Syria's most populous city before civil war broke out 5 years ago. Among those killed were at least 50 people in a hospital that was hit in an overnight airstrike. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby commented on the attack.
The details and the circumstances of the attack are still coming in, but it sure bears all the hallmarks of the kinds of strikes that the regime has done in the past on treatment facilities and, frankly, on first responders.
State Department spokesman John Kirby. A suicide bomber driving a car near a group of Shiite Muslim pilgrims outside of Baghdad detonated a bomb that exploded Saturday. Police said the attack killed at least 17 people and wounded nearly 40 others. Police officials at the scene said the bomb attack targeted the pilgrims walking into Baghdad's holy Qadamiyya shrine, but other officials said the bomber was targeting a nearby open-air market. It was not immediately clear which of the two accounts were accurate. No one immediately took credit for the bombing, but Islamic State has claimed responsibility for similar attacks. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, are searching for survivors after flooding caused a seven-story residential building to collapse Friday night, killing at least seven people. Nathan Makaria Kigoto is director of the National Disaster Operations Center.
So far, we are still searching the site before we bring in the heavy machines. I think it appears that we are some people are getting impatient, but as it is, we have got indications that there are people who are still trapped in the rumble, and we don't want to use the heavy machines because it is likely to crumble and crush them.
Authorities said Saturday more than 120 people have been pulled from the rubble and taken to hospitals for treatment since the building came down. An unknown number of people are believed to be still trapped. Flooding and landslides caused by heavy rains has slowed rescue efforts. Earlier Friday, flooding caused a wall at another property in Nairobi to collapse, killing three people. Hounded by large groups of protesters, U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump had to alter his movements in the U.S. state of California. Trump and his security team abandoned their vehicles Friday after protesters blocked the road leading to the California Republican Party's annual convention south of San Francisco. Trump has attracted large demonstrations over the past 2 days in California, a state that could play a crucial role in determining the Republican nominee for the November election. Thursday night, several people were arrested when demonstrators clashed with police outside his rally in Southern California. Unofficial results from Iran's parliamentary runoff election show that the reformist and moderate politicians allied with President Hassan Rouhani won more seats than their conservative rivals and will likely have control over the legislature. Iranians began voting Friday to fill the 68 seats that no candidate won decisively in the first round of voting held back in February. During the first election, reformist politicians won a majority of the seats where there was a clear winner. Court records show that a former U.S. government employee has pleaded guilty to traveling to China to provide the Chinese government with restricted information about nuclear technology. Federal records show Qing Ningwei admitted that he was paid by the Chinese government for nuclear information while working as a manager for the Tennessee Valley Authority, a U.S. government-owned electric utility. The indictment charged Gui with one count of conspiracy to illegally participate in the development of nuclear material. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.